Council in both the County of Wellington and the Township of Wellington North alike are deeply concerned over a recently proposed provincial policy statement. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The statement details a plan to build residential lots on agricultural land. It proposes merging the 2020 PPS with the A Place to Grow growth plan to assist the province in creating more homes. The $1.5 billion home goal would be attained by creating residential lots on agricultural land to the tune of a potential 12,000 lots on farmland in Wellington County, per a presentation at a Tuesday Wellington North Council meeting. Township Mayor and Warden of Wellington County, Andy Lennox, said he is concerned for the future of farmers within the community, including his own son.
If the current provincial policy proceeds and you're interested in farming or, you know, going on to university, we need to move somewhere else because this is not, there's going to be no future left for you in this industry in our community. That's the reality that many families will face.
Lennox recognizes how the idea may be appealing to some, but frets over the lack of attention paid to long-term effects.
Someone at the later stages of their farming career, I use my $2 million farm example, now worth $3.5 million, that extra million and a half in the retirement fund is pretty attractive. But what we're talking about here is sterilizing it for future.
Meanwhile, at a Thursday County of Wellington meeting, Wellington Federation of Agriculture President Janet Harrop was equally shocked by the statement that plans to add up to 3 residential lots per farm.
These additional lot severances will essentially prevent a lot of properties from building any livestock barns or manure storage and for sure expansion. So it's massive implications to agriculture.
She also told council the damage would span beyond just livestock farms and the lack of availability on farmland.
We're going to see a lot of those primary industries move to areas where they need to make a living as well. And if you see farms and farm businesses leaving, you're also going to see a lot of those trickle-down support businesses also closing their doors and leaving, which would be catastrophic for Wellington County.
Harrop went on to say that the province has been supportive of agricultural development and protecting lands that are fertile and akin to growing food in recent years. She said farmlands should not grow homes, they should grow food. County Councillor and Centre Wellington Mayor Sean Waters backed up the local federation, stating that the policy and its urban sprawl implication would, quote, destroy our communities. While several ideas were tabled on how to respond to the policy, a video submission was suggested as council gets collective comments together. After meeting with local MPPs, Warden Lennox believes the June 5th commenting deadline for the policy statement may be extended. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.